It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
But for all the sickness to go gone, because I wanted to play with my friends.
Welcome on in, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hope you're having a tremendous Wednesday, week almost halfway over. We are live here at Built Bar today, our home away from home. We love it. It's our favorite. And let's just say we've already made a pass by the sample.
Did you say a pass?
A pass, yeah.
Did you notice I left the room two more times?
I did not see that.
I've passed by the sample wall a couple of times, and I did pull down a white chocolate cookies and cream, which, Scotty, you know, that is...
That's your favorite, right?
That's my go-to. That's my favorite bar. And I also got myself a cherry Barcia because, you know, middle of the show, maybe I'm hungry. Maybe I need protein.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
And I'll have it available.
Yeah.
One of these days, I want to put together an all-you-can-eat Built Bar competition and just give people give people 15 minutes to down as many Built Bars as they possibly can.
That's a lot of protein.
That's a ton of protein because these things are jam-packed with protein. So I've started eating one of these before every single workout.
Yeah.
It's these white chocolate cookies and cream. There's 17 grams of protein in these. And only 130 calories.
Yeah.
And packed full of deliciousness. So I feel like I'm eating a chocolate bar before a workout, but I'm just packing my body full of protein and getting ready for a good lift. And that's the way you got to start your workouts.
Yeah. And then after the workout, you eat one.
And then after the workout.
And then before bedtime, you eat one.
I know. I've tried to limit myself to three a day. But key word there is try.
Try. Hey, look, when you got something so good, you know, why limit yourself?
They're so good. They're covered in milk chocolate. It's like a no-brainer. And to be able to keep it to that many calories and that low of sugars, but keep it that high in protein, it's pretty special. It's a special bar.
It is a special bar. Hey, by the way, how are any updates on the 10-pound challenge?
Yeah, 10-pound challenge. It's going well. It's going really well.
I think I'm going to hit it. I am in a sour mood all the time, though, right now.
I'm fighting all kinds of cravings. I've got a lot of different anxieties, but it's going pretty well. So far, it's going well. We'll see. I mean, it could blow up at any time.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I limited myself to two Built Bars. I had one little like, green shake that's supposed to give you energy and make you not feel so bummed out about things.
Did you buy it or did you make it?
I made it.
What did you put in that thing?
It's got a little bit of kale, a little bit of spinach.
Yep.
A little bit of it's a like a sugar-free Greek yogurt because, you know, everybody thinks Greek yogurt's just okay. Some ice cubes, a couple raspberries, and that's it, really.
That sounds disgusting.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Oh, man. Yeah. Why could we not just make... like overweight and fat beautiful.
That's what I say. Like I think it needs to be admired.
Who set the standard here?
I don't know, but
when Michelangelo was painting the pristine ceiling,
why do you have to have that dude with a six pack, you know? Like have that big old gut hanging out.
Right.
That's what I'm hey, look.
Instead of touching a dude's finger, like grabbing a Diet Dew
or
Big Mac.
Or a Bahama Mama, you know? Like
instead of touching a dude's finger, he's pointing at a McDonald's sign.
See, I think there was a missed opportunity there for sure.
I do too. There's somebody set the standard somewhere and they set it wrong.
Not okay.
Because what good is it just to be angry and ornery? I'm going to fight this thing for 2 weeks because I've got Wendover on my mind. I've got Wendover and Crab Buffet.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's right.
And I got a good time on my mind.
We have to talk about that.
I know.
No, but, I'm kidding.
Believe me, I knew this was coming.
Surprised it took this long.
No, Lloyd, we'll do it.
Lloyd, how's your 10-pound challenge coming?
Not good, Bob.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, I can hop on a treadmill for 15 minutes and be 10 pounds down, you know. Lloyd, it's a little harder for Lloyd because he's pretty svelte.
Oh, what? My God.
Okay, don't do that. I'm not svelte. I got kids that just want to have, like, a cookie at night, and then I just eat 5 cookies. So I'm struggling.
Chocolate chip cookies are a problem.
Yes. You eat it's so one hard and it's at like, night.
Well, I'm just going to eat 6.
Sitting there in my bed with cookies on top of my chest and Jessica getting upset with me because I'm putting crumbs all in the bed. If it's not cookies on my chest, it's a bowl of ice cream.
Remembering the lie that you told Scotty and I that you'd be a participant in the 2-week 10-pound challenge.
Yeah, I kind of did. Forgot. I forgot about it, actually.
Well,
and I was having cookies last night.
We need you to reissue yourself.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Boy, this is just how it goes with these things.
I just like how miserable it makes all of us. I mean, I don't like that.
All we can do is start from where we're at.
Yep. All right, let's get to it. Hans and Scotty, it's time for your starting lineup right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup. Starting lineup. Presented by University of Utah Health. Gotta love it! On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
No, I think it's, you know, just me putting a lot of pressure on myself to, you know, make those shots. You know, but at the end of the day, I've been doing this my whole life, so I just need to relax, just have fun with it and be myself, so.
Well, Scotty, the Utah Jazz are going to need Royce O'Neal tonight in Phoenix against the Suns, where they stand 0-1 against this Western Conference opponent. And obviously, Phoenix is hot. They are playing almost as well as the Utah Jazz right now. In fact, let's take a look at the last 10 games, Scotty, for both the Jazz and the Suns. The Suns are 9-1 in the last 10. The Utah Jazz, 9-1 in the last 10. The Suns are averaging 116 points a game. The Jazz are averaging 117 points a game. The Suns are averaging 43 rebounds a game. The Jazz are averaging 49 rebounds a game. Through the last 10, the Suns are at 27 assists. The Jazz are at 23 assists. So you can see that the numbers are very close. You could see that these two teams are fighting for the 1 and 2 spot. I think that the Suns are a game and a half back or 2.5 games back of the Utah Jazz is all. Very close in the race. In fact, let me get the exact number here for everybody. The Utah Jazz right now have a 2.5 game lead on the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference. Oof. It's tight.
Look, as much winning as we've been talking about with the Jazz, Phoenix has been right there.
They've been right there.
Yeah.
So tonight's a big game, and you know that Phoenix is going to be motivated. Let's see. I was looking at the Phoenix Suns shooting from the perimeter this morning as well, if I can find it in my notes. The Phoenix Suns are 5th in the Western Conference in shooting from three-point, 37.9%, Scotty. Mikal Bridges is averaging 41.2% from three. And the Suns right now are an absolute threat. And I'm looking at this, too. Utah Jazz, how about this? Only a 1.5-point favorite tonight.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me one bit. Look, I think, and I thought PK said it really well this morning, is that this is a young Suns team that are lining up the Utah Jazz right now. And you have to be able to match the energy they're going to bring into this game, because they're going to try to blitz you right out of the gate. And it wouldn't, frankly, it wouldn't surprise me to see the Jazz lose this game. And frankly, it wouldn't surprise me if they lost it going away, because this Phoenix team has them lined up. And I'm really curious. I don't think this game indicates who would win in a seven-game series. I don't think there's no, like, outside of fighting for the top spot, whatever happens in this game, I don't think is indicative of what's going to happen if they face each other in the playoffs. But what I do want to see is how the Jazz handle what I anticipate to be a heavily motivated, really aggressive, especially out-of-the-gate start from Phoenix. Phoenix is going to come out of this game lining up the Jazz and saying, all right, we got you. We're lining you up. Let's go. And I want to see how the Jazz respond. I do not want to talk about tomorrow on the air talking about, wow, the Jazz seemed really surprised by how aggressive Phoenix was coming out of the gates. Because there should be no surprise. Phoenix wants them, and they want to beat the you-know-what out of them. And they're going to want to make a statement in this game.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got one of the old Jazz tough guys that's right there in the starting five. Jake Crowder is going to be lined up right across from Bojan, or right across from Rudy, or, you know, it's a guy that the Jazz are very familiar with that's going to try to establish toughness. And I don't know what the story is with Jake Crowder in the locker room. I don't know if Jake Crowder is an actual tough guy in the locker room with the team, or if once Jay left, the Jazz locker room's thinking, Jay's a fake tough guy. I don't know. There's a lot of fake tough guys in the NBA. There's a lot of guys that like to put on the act, and they like to feel like they're tough and like they're a regulator. I liked Jay Crowder when he was with the Jazz, because I did feel like at times he brought the toughness. He was a regulator. But it doesn't matter what I think, and it doesn't matter what Jazz fans think. It matters what Rudy Gobert thinks.
Yeah.
It matters what Donovan Mitchell thinks. Because if they know Jay Crowder as a fake tough guy, then they can go at him, and they can ignore his in-your-face, and I'm going to try to square up, and I'm going to try to be physical with you. And they can push him to his limits, to where they know he won't go. But you know Jay Crowder is going to try to come in and establish that. Him and DeAndre Ayton are going to come in, and they're going to try to establish that, you know, tough front court that is going to be physical and fight hard and demand respect, and then allow Chris Paul and Devin Booker to do their work, and allow Bridges to rotate out to the perimeter and knock down the threes. That's what Phoenix is going to try to do. Now, they do have a nice rotation off the bench, Torrey Craig. They've got some other pieces.
Remember what Torrey Craig did to the Jazz last year when he was in a Nuggets uniform too. One of the better
– Made it uncomfortable.
One of the better on-ball defenders of Donovan Mitchell that we've seen.
That's right. He did. He made it very uncomfortable. So Phoenix probably feels good in doing that. It makes me – So you said you wouldn't be surprised if Phoenix won this going away. Explain to me what you mean by going away.
So and when I say that, look, there's a lot of different ways this can go. And trust me, when I say this, look, if the Jazz win by 20, I don't think anything different about the Jazz going forward. And it doesn't be like, oh, wow, I've got them winning a seven-game series against the Lakers now. I think you got to be careful about what you take away from individual games. I just see Phoenix looking at the Jazz and saying, we want them. We want to make a statement to the rest of the league. And the first 5 to 10 minutes of this game, Phoenix is going to be uber, uber aggressive. And if the Jazz don't match that, it could get away from them really quickly. It just kind of has that feel of a game. They're at home. There's just all this feeling of a chance to overtake. And frankly, the Jazz haven't played a game like this in a while, where it's up against an opponent that's their equal, that is going to be heavily motivated. I'm not predicting this is going to happen. It just wouldn't surprise me if that happened.
You don't feel like Dallas was that team?
I didn't feel that with Dallas, no. I don't feel like Dallas is, what, 7-8? You know, this is a Phoenix team that wants to be the number one team in the West. They want that number one team. They want that one spot in the Western Conference. And they are right there nipping on the heels of the Jazz. They feel it. There is so much on the line right there.
Well, I feel like obviously that Dallas team wasn't as healthy as they could be with Porzingis, but I do feel like that Dallas team was very motivated to beat this Jazz team. But to your point, I don't feel like Dallas is as good as Phoenix.
No.
They're not the Phoenix Suns.
Not at all.
Phoenix has athleticism and youth in Booker. They've got veteran leadership and distribution in Chris Paul. They've got perimeter presence offensively in Bridges. They got perimeter defense and presence in Craig. They've got toughness in Jay Crowder, and they've got a rim defender in DeAndre Ayton. They've got it all.
Yeah.
They've got the complete package. So something, the other thing I wanted to point out to people tonight, and based off of what you said, which I don't completely disagree with you. It could be that if the Jazz allow it to be that.
And again, I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if it happened.
Right. You're just saying it's a possibility.
Yeah.
And I do think it is a possibility. If that happens, I will be extremely disappointed in the Utah Jazz. Extremely disappointed. No, I don't think that that's how a seven-game series is going to go. And I'm not going to say, boy, they better do everything they can to avoid Phoenix at any point. But I'd be disappointed because I think that the Jazz are not the Lakers with LeBron James. You know, the Lakers with LeBron James, let's say they're playing the Phoenix Suns and LeBron is just kind of not having the best game and, you know, he comes off the court or he's not really motivated and the Suns beat the Lakers. Well, in your mind, you're thinking, well, the Lakers are doing what they're going to do to be ready for the postseason.
Yep.
But I don't think that the Jazz are there. I think the Jazz have to continue to fight for that one spot. Every game has supreme importance right now. And this is just my opinion. And if the Jazz allow Phoenix to come out and out-physical them and win this game, then it says quite a bit to me. It does not say what happens in the postseason, but it says quite a bit to me that in back-to-back games against the Mavericks and the Suns, the Mavericks getting physical and the Suns, you know, if they win, they're going to just get physical. That's how teams are beating the Jazz. It would be very disappointing to me.
If they lose, period?
Yes. No. If they lose going away.
Yeah.
If they lose in a hard-fought 3-4 point battle, then I get it. Or they win in a 2-3 point battle, I'm fine. I'm going to figure that out. But if they lay over after 2.5 quarters and they're down by 12 and they can't find their stride in a second game on the road, then I'll have some concerns. I've already got questions and concerns about the ability of this Jazz team to match toughness and physicality. It would just kind of add to that. And like I said on Monday, it's because I'm evaluating the Jazz from a completely different point of view. Not evaluating the Jazz as, boy, I hope they can keep that 8 spot. Hope that we get to see them in postseason play. I hope they get a chance. I'm evaluating them from the point of, man, let's say that the Lakers are healthy and they get to a Western Conference Finals. How can they do against LeBron James and Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
Can they win a Western Conference Finals? Can they get back to the finals with this team? That's the way I'm evaluating them. It's just on a more steep curve, that's all.
Which is fair. I mean, it's completely fair, and your concerns are warranted and stuff like that. I don't get too overly concerned about individual games, but because, look, I watched too many games back in the day of John and Carl losing by 30 points and then the next day winning by 15. You know, it's just like in an 82 and this year a 72-game season, you're going to have weird games, but I just know that this game is going to mean so much individually for Phoenix, and I want to see how the Jazz match that level of intensity because you cannot get railroaded in the first 5 minutes of this game because you know what you're walking into. Like, you know the atmosphere and the vibe you're going to get from this team right out of the gate. You cannot be surprised by that.
But
I would be surprised if Phoenix does not play well in the first 5 minutes of this game. That would be surprising to me.
On their own court.
Yeah.
And healthy. Both teams healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, by all accounts, the starting five should be on the court for both teams, and the two rotation or two first reserves are on the court for both these teams. At least that's what the injury report showed me this morning. I don't know. Things change from time to time. But, yeah, I expect Phoenix to be fully loaded. And this game means a lot to them, too. You got a 2.5 point deficit to the Utah Jazz. You can make up a full point, a full game.
Yeah, and we talked yesterday why that number one seed is so important. I mean, it's you got to hold on to that by all means necessary. I'm excited. Like, I'm really – I've not been this fired up for an individual Jazz game in a long time. I know you got fired up for the Dallas game. But this one,
I was a 7 for the Dallas game. I'm an 8 for this game. And I think I might be an 8 for tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Against Portland. Like so Scotty, how often do we get to look at a game and cuz this will be as close to a playoff feel with both these teams healthy, both these teams a day of rest. Both these teams playing at the top of their game. As I mentioned, both are 9-1 in the last 10 games. Both these teams are right there, and both of them are fighting for the one spot. We don't have a lot of opportunities in the regular season to watch playoff-like basketball.
Yeah.
This is – it's as close to a playoff game as we're going to get.
And it's going to have that vibe of a playoff game too.
Okay, so
and I don't know what Arizona's doing in terms of fans down there. I should probably look into that, but I don't know what they're allowing or not allowing in terms of fans into that arena. But whoever's there and whatever vibe's going to be there, it's going to be rocking.
So it is an individual game, but with that said, Scotty, I am going to put a lot more weight into this game than I have maybe even than I did Dallas.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and okay, stop it, Jim. I knew this was going to happen. Hans and Scotty predicting doomsday for the Jazz night. That, no, didn't say that. Just said I could see a game getting away from them a little bit.
If you want my prediction on this, my prediction is the Utah Jazz win. That's what I predict.
Yeah.
Now, you're saying you could see it, and I could see it. Everybody could see it going one way or the other.
Yeah.
My prediction is that the Utah Jazz beat Phoenix tonight.
Me too.
I heard your microphone shake. Was you?
No, I was just adjusting my mic. You were adjusting it. Me too.
I predict this game.
3,000 fans, according to Johnny, allowed into Talking Stick Arena for the Suns game tonight.
Good number. That's a good number.
Yep. Hey, we're live here at Built Bar. A lot of times when we're on a remote, we say, hey, look, come on by, hang out with us. We don't even want you – I mean, like, we'd love to chat with you, but you don't need to come by. All you need to do is go to builtbar.com. Use the promo code ZONE. You're going to get 10% off your first order, where you can find all kinds of great, great-tasting Built Bars ready to go. They're healthy. And, Hans, I know you're a huge fan of these. I am as well. Whether it's a pre-workout, whether it's a post-workout, whether it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon when you're hitting that, hitting that sweet spot in the middle of the day where you're just kind of tired at your cubicle and it's after lunch, but it's before dinner, but your stomach's growling a little bit and you need that energy pick-me-up, this is the perfect thing for it.
It's the perfect bar. Scotty, they're so good. Have you ever tasted a better protein bar?
Never.
Never.
Never, ever. Not even close.
Most protein bars, I've had some good protein bars, but most protein bars, you have to choke down. Like, you hate the fact that you even have to eat it.
You know you're supposed to eat it, but you don't like it, and you just try to just plug your nose and get through it.
These, like, I think about these through the day. Like, oh, man, I can't wait until I get to 2:30 or 3 o'clock. Or, as you mentioned, I'm hitting that wall. I've got to get something in my stomach, but I don't want it to be a Snickers. That's just a bunch of empty calories. You got to think, man, those Snickers are, there may be an energy boost for 20 minutes, and then you're done. You're crashing. These Built Bars are as good as any candy bar you're going to taste, but they're packed full of protein. Get out there and check out these Built Bars. You will be glad you did. You will be thanking Scotty and I, and you will be blown away by how good these bars taste.
All I suggest is you go to BuiltBar.com. There's so many great flavors, so many great options. If you have not tried one yet, just get the sample pack and sample box. You get 10% off. Use keyword ZONE at checkout, or promo code ZONE. You get 10% off. They'll send you a box with a bunch of different flavors. Find the ones you like. Well, you're going to like all of them, but find the one you like a little bit more. If you talk to somebody and ask them about their favorite Built Bar, you will get a different answer. From everybody, and that's just how great they all are. So find the one you really like, get it dialed in, and then you can go back and get more. Go to builtbar.com, promo code ZONE, 10% off. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. This segment brought to you in part by Jerry Seiner Cadillac. Check out the bold new lineup at Jerry Seiner Cadillac. It's definitely not your grandpa's Cadillac. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
He covers college sports for the Washington Post. He's Patrick Stevens. Let's tell Aggie fans what kind of head coach they're getting.
They're getting a guy that is a really sharp cookie. UMBC had had seven consecutive 20-loss seasons and won 41 games in that span. It was really not a good situation to be walking into, and immediately wins 21 games, figures out a way to recruit quickly and reload a program that hadn't done much for a decade. And then, obviously, the next year pulls that memorable upset against Virginia. His teams play really good defense, really elevated that UMBC program during his 5 years in the Baltimore suburbs, and I think Utah State's getting a really, really good coach.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust, on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Hope you're all well. It's a Wednesday down here at Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code ZONE. Get yourself a sample pack. A lot of great flavors coming out. Coming up at the end of the month, they've got a sprinkle birthday cake flavor coming out.
Oh, man. I wish Brenna was here so we could have her sneak back in the back and see if we could get a sample of that.
And then steal hers and eat it.
That sounds delicious. We didn't try that one, did we?
No, I don't think we have.
Oh, that sounds delicious. The coconut brownie, it's still in the back of my mind is my favorite. Even though this white chocolate cookies and cream is my favorite. But it's right there. There's some great flavors. Hey, I was going to talk to you about this in the first segment.
Yeah?
Do you mind if I bring this up?
Oh, please do.
Did you see the tweet I sent out about top players against the Jazz yesterday?
I did.
So some of the best players in the NBA, I went back to some of the Jazz games and I took some of the better players in the NBA. I took what their season average was and put it against what they did against the Jazz. Now, some of them had one game, some of them had multiple games.
Yeah.
And so you got to take it for what it is. Anybody can have a one-off. But my thought was, Scotty, are the top players in the NBA having better one-offs against the Utah Jazz? Do they have them circled? Do they have them targeted? Are they coming in with attitude? As you mentioned, Phoenix is going to come in and try to get physical.
Yeah.
We know that. So how's Devin Booker going to do? Well, Devin Booker, his season average is 25.9 points per game. In the one game that he played against the Jazz, he put up 25 points. So he's right there at his average against the Jazz. And we'll see if he's above his average tonight.
And that's one game, right?
That's one game.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's above his average tonight. We'll see if he gets to that 25.9 or that 26, 27-point game, whatever he's looking for, or if the Jazz are able to hold him below that. But other than that, pretty much everybody has had a game that's better than their average. The best one was Joel Embiid. Now, Joel Embiid, I saw
That's one game, right?
That's –
Or was that two games?
Two games.
Okay.
Yeah, that was two games. Joel Embiid in two games put up 40 points and 19 rebounds. Oh, no, but he only played in one of the two.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. He only played in the one game.
He only played in one of the two.
Yeah.
So 40 points, 19 rebounds. That's got to be one of the best. That's got to be one of the best performances by any big against the Jazz in the last 5 years. 40 points and 19 rebounds.
Yeah, it was a hell of a night for him.
He averages 29.8 points per game and 11.3 rebounds per game. Joel Embiid is having an amazing season. And then I saw last night, I was watching, which game was I watching? Oh, part of that Golden State game. And they put up a little note about players' winning percentage when they're on the court.
Yeah.
And you had Joel Embiid, who was number one. The winning percentage when Joel Embiid is on the court was number one. And then it was six Jazz players that followed Embiid right down the list. But Joel Embiid, when he's playing, he has just been a monster this year. Nikola Jokic averages 26 points per game and 11 rebounds per game. He put up 41 points per game and 13 rebounds against the Utah Jazz. That's two games that the Jokers played against the Jazz. 41 points per game and 13 rebounds per game. So those are a couple big numbers. Luka Doncic, who we just saw, and that was his second game against the Utah Jazz, he averages 28.6 points per game and 8.8 assists. He had 28.7 points per game in the two games against the Jazz and 7 assists. So just slightly above in points per game and slightly below in assists. But it was still fairly successful. Kawhi Leonard, just below his season average, 25.7 points per game. He put up 24.5 points per game in the two games that he played against the Jazz. And then last one, Zion Williamson, averages 26.4 points per game, and in two games against the Jazz, averaged 28.3 points. So just about 2 points better than his average. I just kind of wanted to create a picture of what guys are doing. They're targeting the Jazz. There's no question to me that the top guys are targeting the Jazz.
Well, look at the two guys that had the biggest improvements are bigs, and they probably are looking at Rudy and saying, all right, let's go.
You're right. The Utah Jazz have a target. I think Rudy's got an individual target.
Well, I mean, look, the two-time defensive player of the year, you're always going to try to line up on that guy. And then also, I mean, we were just talking about this during the break. Who do you think is the one guy on this team that absolutely 100% does not care about relationships, does not care about being buddy-buddy with other dudes around the league? It's Rudy. And there's a reason Rudy's, you know, picked last in that draft. I don't think Rudy's particularly popular around the league, and frankly, Rudy doesn't care.
And frankly, that's how I like it.
Exactly. I love it. And so, you know, the fact that he's lining up, you know, you got Joel Embiid that wants to take a crack at him, that Jokic is trying to take a crack at him, let's go. Because the Jazz in two games against Denver are 1-1, and I think they're, 1-1 against Philadelphia too? And frankly, should have had that second game in Philadelphia. Had they were just one or two plays away at near the end of that game and needed Joel Embiid to hit that big shot to send it to overtime. Mm-hmm.
That's right. The game was tight.
Yeah.
And we did learn a lot, though. We knew that Philadelphia was coming into that game just primed up, torqued and ready. And Joel Embiid, you're right. He was personal to him. That game was personal to him. Now, he ended up getting a win in it. But you could see that he was playing at a different level. At least, his averages.
Yeah.
Putting up 40 points and 19 rebounds in that game. It's a big game for him. Now, that was an overtime game. So, the numbers are slightly inflated because of the extra minutes, but still, a pretty incredible performance.
Jazz tonight against the Phoenix Suns. It'll be a fun one tonight. I have not been – I don't know if I've looked forward to a Jazz game in a few weeks as much as I've looking forward to this one. This is a team that I think is really, really good in Phoenix. Obviously, their record shows it. They've got stars. They've got things that talents and skill set that could give the Jazz fits in this game. I think they've lined up the Jazz. I think they want to come out and really make a statement to the rest of the league. So, yeah, this is a game I'm really looking forward to, and I'll be curious to see how it plays out. You'll hear it right here on the Zone Sports Network as well, your exclusive home of Utah Jazz basketball.
I would say the most anticipated game since Dallas, but Dallas was the most anticipated since going back to the All-Star
game. I'd just say almost pre-All-Star break.
It would be pre-All-Star break. I would say that this Suns matchup, you got to go back to Friday, February 19th. It was two nights after the Jazz beat the Clippers, and the Clippers weren't fully loaded. And you got to go back to only 20, 30 minutes before tip-off where I found out that Kawhi Leonard was going to play in that game. Because remember, leading up to that, we thought maybe Kawhi Leonard and Paul George were out of that game.
Correct. Yep.
And when those guys showed up, I knew that that was going to be a brawl. I knew that that was going to be one for the ages. And so you got to go all the way back to February 19th, the last time I had this level of excitement for a Jazz game.
Yep.
It's an 8 o'clock tip, as Scotty mentioned, and I would suggest nobody miss this one. And, you know, yeah, it will be analyzed a little bit more deeply, and yeah, it means a little bit more. Means more to me. Might not mean more to somebody else, but to me, you've got two teams that are primed and ready for the playoffs that are healthy and have an issue with each other.
Breaking news out of the Pac-12, Sean Miller has been fired. It's officially called a parting of ways, but Sean Miller is no longer the head coach at the University of Arizona. He was charged with head coach responsibility for failure to promote an atmosphere of compliance. The administration kind of hung in there with him over the last few years with all this FBI and everything else that had come out of it. And I don't know, maybe some new things have kind of popped up that nobody knows about yet, because this seems a little late. If you're going to fire a coach, usually you do that as soon as the season's over in early March, but early April seems a bit surprising on the timing of it. He's owed $1.5 million.
The timing of this tells me that something just came.
That would be my thought, that there's something else coming down the pipeline on Arizona, and they're like, look, we're going to get out ahead of this, and you need to go somewhere else.
Otherwise, this would have been a bit ago.
Yeah. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Coming up at about 11 o'clock, Ryan Odom is the new head coach of Utah State. You will hear his press conference. Also, he will join us for a one-on-one interview coming up at 1:30 as well. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Joining us now is the 2003 Masters winner, Mike Weir. How much extra does the adrenaline get going and the heart start pumping when you're driving down Magnolia Lane and all that stuff, knowing that you're going to play in a Masters?
It's definitely extra. And, you know, as a kid growing up in Canada, you know, we had fairly similar climates here as Utah. And when spring's here, the Masters is here, and feel playing it and been lucky enough to win it, well, I still get chills every time I get there. And the first time you drive down Magnolia Lane for the week, a lot of things come flooding back, and a lot of excitement and anticipation, you know, in the air. Yeah, it's an exciting time.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
.97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network, a tradition like none other. It's our major pain in the butt, where we will pick golfers and we draft them, and whoever has the combined best score ends up with a lot of bragging rights. Some of us care more about this than others.
That would be me.
Yeah.
This is actually the major, major pain in the butt, because it is the Masters. So this is the big one.
Yeah.
The last time we did the Masters, back in November, Lloyd won it. So he was Mr. Try Hard. Mr. Get Sweaty over the whole thing.
Okay. All right. So with that, this is the first time we're going to do this. And based on how it goes, it might be the only time we ever do this. But we are inviting a listener to participate. Don't make us regret this. Please, if you're going to call in, know something about golf and know something about golfers.
And
because if you don't, we're going to mock you, and it's not going to end well for any of us. We're going to look bad. You're going to look bad. It's just going to be a bad thing. So please, please bring something to the table.
And I'll probably give you a dark horse. And it's probably best that you take that dark horse.
No, Lloyd. I'm not forcing the listener to do anything. Have your draft list in front of you. And understand you're going to be the fourth pick, because that's just how it is.
But you'll have the fourth and fifth pick.
Here's the thing, though. If this listener thing goes well and the listener wins it, then you, the listener, gets the first pick in the next major pain in the butt.
That's a great point. If this guy wins it, he'll be automatically invited to be in the next major pain in the butt.
Right. And if not, then we'll rotate out a
listener.
We'll
get a new one. All right. So 855-340-ZONE, 855-340-ZONE. Be caller, I don't know, whatever Lloyd wants to invite to be a part of this thing. And you know, if you're next to your computer, Google the list of players in the Masters.
How would you feel about having it be a female listener?
Same. I don't. Whatever.
I think that'd be kind of fun.
As long as it's not Amanda from Eagle Mountain, that's fine.
a female participant, really anybody. We'll take anybody that Lloyd feels comfortable with in the screening back there.
Yeah. And by the way, if you do win, we have all kinds of great prizes. We'll hook you up with something just for being a part of it too.
Yeah, Johnny Lightfoot has a prize closet that is a mile deep.
Let's just say it's surging right now.
Yeah, and we'll get you hooked up and make sure you got the gear that you need.
Yep. 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. So you're picking first. Lloyd's picking second. I'm picking third, and then the listener will pick fourth.
Yeah, I'm just going to get this out of the way because I think you know what's coming.
You got to go Beef Hammer, right?
Yeah. And I know that you said that and you looked at me like that because you know who I'm leaving on the board.
I'm just saying BT was very.
I know. And my instincts are telling me don't pick Bryson. But because of the entertainment factor that Bryson DeChambeau has brought to the game, I just like having him on my list.
Look, there is very few competitions that we have had on this station between the three of us that I've performed as poorly as the major pain in the butt. So I don't look at anything of me rolling my eyes or anything because you've done far better than I have. Yeah. So whatever you want to go with.
Okay,
go.
But I know why you're doing it because I know who I've left.
Yeah.
And I know Lloyd's got the second pick. So Lloyd, go ahead.
Wait, hold on. Who did you take? Sorry, I was talking to somebody.
No, you're fine. He still went Beef Hammer one.
Of course he did. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, what do you mean, why wouldn't I?
No,
because he's not the favorite.
Would.
And this is what we
no,
do.
No, because he's not the favorite. I took him because he's entertaining, and I'm hoping.
He's got the fourth best odds.
But the guy that you're about to take, Lloyd, unless you're not extremely intelligent, is the guy that's probably going to win it.
Who are you thinking?
Well, let's see who you take. It's Rory Sabatini.
That's not Rory Sabatini. That's not who I'm going with. You know what? He's done me pretty good. I'm going to go with I'm going to go Justin Thomas.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Is that what you're thinking? I thought you were thinking DJ.
Nope. That's and I know where Scotty's going because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Scotty, do you get one or two?
No, our listener gets two. And Bo, welcome to Major Pain in the Butt. We're excited to welcome a listener. You are the first ever listener participant in the Major Pain in the Butt. So Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, and Dustin Johnson are off the board. Who would you like to select with your golfer?
I'm going to go Jordan Spieth.
Smart man. Ooh. Spieth coming in with 10-1 odds. Second best odds.
Lloyd did take Spieth in our last competition, the 2021 Players Championship. Spieth gave him 1-under.
Yeah. All right. So now this is kind of like your fantasy football. This snakes around. So, Bo, you actually get to pick again in the first pick of the second round.
Okay, I'm going to go with one of my favorites here, and hopefully he comes back to life a little bit. I'm going to go Rory McIlroy.
All right.
That's a terrible choice.
Yeah. Lloyd, knock it off.
Oh, well. Lloyd, sometimes honesty isn't being kind,
yeah,
but it is being honest.
I'm doing this just because I like to tweak Lloyd a little bit here.
Don't you do
I'll
it,
take
Scotty.
Xander Schauffele.
Oh, no.
Why do you do this?
Just for my own personal amusement.
All right. Lloyd, you've got Justin Thomas, and who would you like to add?
Hold on. Slim pickings now, it feels like, now that we had it.
Oh, it's not slim pickings.
Yeah, it is. It's like nobody good now.
Slim pickings? Come on, man.
All right, okay, I got it. All right, I'm going to go. Give me Webb Simpson.
Thank you. Whew, I can't believe he made it back to me. I am going to go John.
Nah, Rom.
The Rom, yeah. Rod.
Yeah, good luck with that. Didn't he just get married?
No. That would, no.
I think you're thinking of Koepka just got engaged. Yeah, he's playing on one leg, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, John Rom just had a baby. That's what it is, I think.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Just
you're
had a baby. Yeah,
well, that's even worse. That. Yeah, you're in trouble there.
Anytime you make a leg comment, now I'm a little jumpy. Let's see. So I get to snake around and get my yep. third one here. And I hate to take this player, but I'm almost
forced. So glad you're going to.
I'm almost. Why are you glad I'm going
just
to?
Just trust
her?
Me. Just take him.
Where are you taking Lowry?
No, I'm not taking the Beefs. Yeah, I almost took the burger.
Yeah.
But. Scotty, he's done so good for me and so poor for you.
Oh, you and Marco.
I'm going, Marco.
Good luck.
We actually, you know.
Don't say good luck in my ear.
We actually have done this where we went back and looked at when Hans takes Marikawa and when I. And and I actually think he should be reaching out to me and saying, I will give you 5% of the purse if you promise not to take me and make your pain in the butt. Because every time I do, he rarely makes the cut.
He gave Scotty a 12 under and an, or sorry, a 12 over and an 11 over. Didn't make the cut. When they don't make the cut, you take the worst performance of the guy that did make the cut, and that is the number you get. All right, there you go. Back to Lloyd.
Lloyd, all you got right. One more.
I got a dark horse here, and I really hate this guy, but I'm going to take him because I have a feeling he's gonna do something special. So I am going to go. Lee Westwood.
Terrible pick.
Yeah, we'll see.
Terrible, we'll terrible see. Pick. Flash in the pan this
yeah,
year.
We'll see.
You know what? Just because I think he's due for a top five finish, give me Finau.
Oh,
you
Scotty,
sure about that?
Scotty, you've got a good.
You know who's my dark horse? Tommy Fleetwood. I think he's another dark horse.
Dustin Johnson, Xander Schauffele, and Tony Finau. I might trade you straight across all three golfers.
Okay. We're not doing this trading thing, by the way, again. We're not doing
worked,
this.
It worked
Knock
out really
it off.
Good for me last time.
All right, Bo, you've got the last pick, my man. What are you going? Who are you going with?
Dark horse, I'm on Victor Hovland.
Ooh.
Bo, I like Bo.
The German.
Bo knows
Norwegian.
Stuff.
Norwegian.
He is Norwegian. Which I think Germany is close to.
No, it's, no, it's not.
Bo, good luck to you, my friend.
Hey.
Any parting words?
May the best man win.
I think Bo's going to win this thing.
No.
He can make us all look bad. I'd love it.
Make sure you hang on the line, Bo. I got to get some other information from
you. We're going to add plus 12 for Rory McIlroy because he's not going to make the cut.
Bo, appreciate you.
Thanks, Bo.
Don't be talking smack.
He went Victor Hovland, Rory McIlroy, and Jordan Spieth. None of those
his
guys are
Rory
in the
pick
top
is
five.
Actually pretty terrible.
It is. And really,
Rory
Jordan
hasn't
Spieth,
done anything in forever.
Spieth has done like two good
Rory's
things.
Rory's got
in
like the
six years.
Best gambling odds coming into this thing at 14.
And how is amazing because he Rory, finishes like he doesn't even hardly make cuts anymore.
Rory McIlroy is the USC of golf. I don't know how people love him and pump him up, and then it's like, well, where did you go day two?
All right, Hans and Scotty coming up. Watch him win this thing now. Coming up next, you're going to hear from Ryan Odom, new head coach at Utah State. You'll listen to that press conference next here on the Zone Sports Network.